Hi, and welcome to Menstrual Cycle Mastery with me, your host, Lisa DeYoung. I'm an educator, coach, and group facilitator passionate about exploring the menstrual cycle and the experience of pain or suffering many of us have. Using a mind-body approach and the menstrual cycle mastery skills, I support individuals to reconnect with their cycle and find relief, and I train professionals who want to guide others in this work. Freedom from suffering is possible for you, and there's so much more waiting for you on the other side. Let's dive in. Hi, folks. Welcome back to the Menstrual Cycle Mastery Podcast. I'm really glad to be here. This week is the first week in December. We're recording the podcast and it is getting pretty cold in Ireland. It's getting busy as well with the holiday Christmas season coming up. It's also my birthday this week. And yeah, there's a lot going on. So I'm currently sitting with the question of how do I engage in all the fun and the excitement and also look after myself? I can get very overwhelmed very quickly. And sometimes, and I'm sure you can relate to this, I might say yes to too many things and then overstretch myself and get tired, etc. And then it takes a little bit longer to recover. And then that also depends on where you are in your menstrual cycle, etc. And then I also have my wedding coming up officially 4 months from now, which is very exciting. We're getting married in April 2026. And the time has just flown by. I really can't believe how quickly it has gone. It feels like only a few months ago, we had more than a year of being engaged ahead of us. And now it's just a few months away. And yeah, I do want to talk about that at some stage. It's been a very interesting journey being engaged, navigating the wedding industry in Ireland, figuring out what I want, helping Richard on the same path, him figuring out what he wants, meeting halfway, finances, relationships, decisions, all of that. I will say that at the moment, the thing that I'm struggling the most with is because there's so many decisions to make when it comes to planning a wedding, I thought when I first embarked on this journey, I thought, oh, it's just decisions. You know, I run my own business and my own practice. I'm sure I can figure it out. But because there's so much emotional weight to getting married and it's such a huge relationship change and a huge family change and a huge life change, there is a lot of emotional, like I said, a lot of emotional weight in some decisions. And then navigating the wedding industry in Ireland has been interesting because on one hand, it's wonderful and vibrant and exciting and full of options. On the other hand, it's very easy to internalize the pressure and the shoulds and the comparison and the this and that and, you know, what if this and all, you know, and then you start to doubt your decisions. So what I experienced recently was having decision difficulty making decisions with even stuff that wasn't to do with my wedding and then getting overwhelmed and giving myself a hard time, etc. So if you can relate to that, I'd love to hear about it. Maybe you can relate in your own way with other areas of your life. Maybe there's a big transition you have gone through or a big change or moved house or changed jobs or moved countries, started a family or had a child or had another child or changed a relationship. We're gotten married and yeah, there can be, it can kind of send you into a bit of vulnerability about who you are and what you stand for and what you like and what you don't like and all of that. So it can be a lot and it can leave us quite vulnerable. So I'm very aware of me being in this process at the moment. It's very much happening for me live right now. And so I'm really wanting from December on, I'm really wanting to have a bit more headspace and a bit more rest. It's going to be winter as well, heading up to our wedding. And it's important that I honor the winter season and get rest and get some soul rest and some soul nourishment and not overdo myself or give myself a hard time for making wrong decisions, etc. Anyway, that's my little update, my little personal update with where I'm at right now. And I definitely will be talking more about that in the future. But for now, yeah, my focus is just on self-care and ticking things off the list and yeah, and staying in the momentum of it all. Anyway, today I want to talk about this topic of what is menstrual cycle mastery. And as you know, I changed the name of this podcast from Pain to Power to Menstrual Cycle Mastery this year because, well, I've been working as a menstrual cycle coach, educator, and facilitator now for, I think, almost 8, 9 years. A long time now, part-time, and then I led into full-time, and I've been doing it full-time since 2020, so that's 5 years. And what I have come to see, I've done a lot of training, I have a lot of experience working with groups, with organizations, facilitating groups, teaching professionals as well in the Menstrual Coach Academy, and then my own lived experience. And so what I have come to see is that the work I do, the work I teach, the body of work I've created is exactly that. It's teaching and helping women and people with cycles to master the inner skills of their own menstrual cycle. So in school and through our adolescence, we get our period and we're just taught that, like, it's this thing that happens to us. And then maybe we have pain, maybe we don't, maybe we have symptoms, maybe we have PMS, maybe we have PMDD, maybe we have heavy periods, maybe we have challenges along the way, challenges linked to our cycle and maybe pregnancy or breastfeeding, etc., and then perimenopause. And yeah, while of course our period happens, we can't like control like nature's course, but it's very much positioned in our society as just this thing that happens to us and to put up with. And then, you know, we try and get help, and then very often that the help doesn't meet our needs, and then we struggle and we have to just kind of power through. And that was my journey, and that's a lot of my clients' journeys, and it can be really hard. And then, you know, we go into the medical system, and then there's this biomedical approach which can be helpful for some, but it can also be very limited and quite harsh. And then there's the holistic industry, and then that obviously, you know, doesn't always help everybody and can be expensive, etc., and a lot of empty promises. So after a lot of my experience of working with people and seeing the systems that they navigate and the biology of what's happening in their body, and they're coming to really understand their nervous system, and then my own success story, if I can call it that, of really not suffering very much at all with my period and getting the answers, not in adding more things on the to-do list, but a different approach, which I teach. I very much now stand very strongly in this conviction that the work I'm offering is something you can learn. It's a skill set. It's an internal skill set. And it doesn't have to actually be more things that you do. That's very much my message, is that I'm not telling you what to do or what supplements to take or what to change or what you're doing wrong, but rather it's about a different way of relating. It's a different way of relating to your cycle. It's a different way of relating to your nervous system. It's coming to understand as well, cognitively, having that like intellectual understanding of your nervous system on a very nuanced level, understanding what's happening and why, and being able to respond differently to yourself so that your nervous system regulates, so that your system is going into more rest and digest more often, so that you understand how to rewire pain pathways, so that you understand what your menstrual cycle means from a bio, psychological, spiritual, emotional perspective, because there's all these different layers that are happening. Very often when people come into my work, they ask me, well, what do you do? Like, do you give me something? Do you prescribe something? Do you like do hands-on healing? And I don't do any of that. I very much work from a coaching relationship perspective. I do work with emotions and I work with the unconscious, and I'm able to identify where people are getting stuck and help them unravel knots and help them move forward in their journey. And a lot of the people who've come through my courses and come through my one-to-one coaching have gotten incredible relief in their menstrual cycle, particularly people who have pain and suffer with PMDD. So many of my clients have had pinch me moments when they are like able to go out and do things again. They're able to leave the house. They're able to go out and be artists again, travel, connect with friends, and kind of like almost forget about all the menstrual cycle stuff that we talk about. And it's really beautiful to watch. So that's what I want to talk to you about today, is menstrual cycle mastery is something that you can acquire. and you can become confident and skillful with the internal menstrual cycle mastery skills that I have developed in my work. So that's what I want to chat with you about today. And it's one of the reasons why, so the first skill that I teach and that I coach and facilitate individuals and groups on is the nervous system. So for those of you who have worked with me, you know already that I work with the nervous system very deeply. I'm trained in it. I have a lot of experience of working with the nervous system. I trained in somatic experiencing and did various trainings with a practice called polyvagal theory. And not even so much my training, but really my experience of working with people and facilitating sessions and then coaching people. It's something that I see as one of the most important things when it comes to the menstrual cycle is learning how to regulate your nervous system, learning how to understand your nervous system, understanding the link between your nervous system and your hormones, understanding the link between your emotions and your nervous system, understanding the link between social conditioning and your nervous system, understanding the link between your nervous system and systemic barriers, systemic things to think about, things outside of you, and how to resource yourself within all of those different situations. And it's just so important. So in the Menstrual Coach Academy, it's the number one thing we start with. And we start with that because when we move on into the kind of more menstrual cycle related topics like female sex hormones and the endocrine system and menstrual cycle awareness, we keep pointing back to the nervous system. So it becomes like an anchor in our work. If you are someone on a journey of you're currently healing your nervous system, you're currently understanding your nervous system, it can be quite hard to do by yourself and to get to a certain place by yourself. Because some of the things I see in my clients is that they can often make progress, but then when they start to regulate their nervous system, then it's like the old pattern can come back in and the regulation can become unfamiliar and they go back to old patterns, etc. And it's something I experience too, and I have to kind of watch out for. Another thing as well to think about when it comes to the nervous system is how to catch when we're having certain thoughts or if we're navigating challenges in relationships as well. That's also a really important part of the nervous system. It's not just an individual thing. It's very much a relational connected thing between ourselves and between the world around us. Then the second skill that I teach is all about balancing your hormones from a lifestyle, self-care and dietary point of view. So in my programs, it's kind of a bit of a low-hanging fruit. I think it's kind of an easy one to grasp. The problem is that a lot of people make balancing their hormones from a dietary lifestyle point of view very, very complicated, and there's loads of books written about it, and you can do loads of testing and do loads of really in-depth courses. So that's, you know, a way to do it. But then what can happen is we can internalize the information and then make it stressful and make it like this thing, this rigid protocol that we have to follow. And then what happens then is our nervous system gets dysregulated because it's overwhelming. So when I'm teaching hormonal balance, I take a very grounded, simple, keep it simple approach that's very effective. And I like to do that because I don't want to put too much emphasis on, well, firstly, I'm not a nutritionist, so it's not fully my area. Obviously, it's not my area. However, there are a lot of nutritionists who don't talk about female hormonal health, etc., or else they're teaching things that are going against the well-being of female sex hormones. So it is important that I talk about it. That's something I know a lot about and have experience with. And in my professional training, we have guest teachers coming in who are trained nutritionists speaking on this topic. But from my point of view, and my responsibility is there when it comes to working with people and their diet and their lifestyle and balancing hormones, is to just to hold the fort a little bit for their nervous system and to make sure that they're not going into too much rigidity, slipping into dysfunctional eating patterns, etc., because those are very real things that can happen. Or, you know, of course, working with women, there's a lot of people who have a history with eating disorders. So that's also very important to be aware of in my work too. So hormonal balance is the second skill. The third menstrual cycle mastery skill that I teach is menstrual cycle awareness. So this is the work of the inner seasons and understanding the inner seasons and tracking, etc. And That sounds quite surface level because it's like sounds like, oh, anyone can just track their cycle, but menstrual cycle awareness is a there's a lot more depth and nuance to it than just tracking your cycle and understanding your seasons. And it's again about a whole relationship with your cycle, a whole relationship with your seasons, understanding the yin and the yang of the cycle, understanding the yin and the yang of the different seasons, understanding the strengths and the vulnerabilities and the shadow of the cycle, and helping my clients to integrate the shadow. It's something I see in my work as a very important part of my work, is helping clients to build safety with darkness and build safety with difficult emotions and understand how to process their feelings, etc., depending on where they are in their cycle. And then, of course, with the cycle, there's different phases of our life. So in our adolescent years, and then our after our adolescent years and into our 20s, 30s, and 40s, and then perimenopausal years, postmenopausal years, and then there's all these different other seasons of our life too. And then we have the seasons of the year, and some people like to include the seasons of the moon and all these different cycles happening. I, as you know, I'm really passionate about creativity. And I like to think about the seasons in terms of the creative cycle too, and how we relate to our creative projects or our business life or our work life or even relationships too, from that seasonal perspective as well. So menstrual cycle awareness is very much a way of being, a way of living. It can be a spiritual path. It doesn't have to be. But I think it's nice if it is, because if there's a piece around surrendering and trusting the life force energy that is within the seasons there anyway, and learning how to let that move through us and work us, as opposed to us having to kind of force our way through our own cycle. So that's menstrual cycle awareness. The fourth skill I have is all about rewiring pain pathways. So this is super important when it comes to the menstrual cycle, and it's what makes my work very unique, is because the world, like I said, with the nervous system, the kind of nervous system education space doesn't talk very much about the menstrual cycle, and then the hormonal health spaces don't talk a lot about rewiring pain pathways or regulating the nervous system. So I like to really work with that intersection. And rewiring pain pathways is a new area of science and of medicine, and it's an area that I have also learned in and practiced in with clients and have lived experience in with myself too. So in my courses, we also do a lot of exercises around this, and these are very effective. This is all about the neuroplasticity of your brain and how we relate to pain in our brain and the stories we tell ourselves, the identities we have, the languaging we use, the thoughts, the emotions, all of that stuff that we have to do with pain. And for people who have struggled with their menstrual cycle, and myself included, we have a very loaded, long, complicated history of pain to do with the menstrual cycle. And then the menstrual cycle is something that is deemed as complex and, only women's problems, and we don't fully understand it. So it's not really studied, and it can be a little bit mysterious, etc. And then there's also an ancestral link, because there's the female lineage can get involved too. So your maternal lineage, there's a piece around that as well when it comes to ancestral trauma, pain science, neuroplasticity, epigenetics, etc. So that's another piece of my work, is helping women to understand this stuff in easy, simple English, and give them exercises to do at home. And yeah, these are exercises I do myself when I have pain, and they are absolutely fabulous, really easy to do, and massive, massive impact on your nervous system, which in turn will have a huge benefit on your pain levels and your ability to bring down pain when it's happening. So that's the fourth skill. Then the fifth skill I have is learning how to process our emotions. So it's called emotional clarity. And this is all about feeling skillful with your own emotions. We've all had the experience of feeling like we're victim to our emotions, or our emotions are a problem, or we're going to be in trouble because of our emotions, or we have to suppress our emotions, or we're going to get shamed for our emotions, or our emotions are going to harm people or harm relationships or damage situations. So emotional clarity is all about the journey of understanding what our emotions are, why they're there, what's happening in our body, what we need to do with them. Do we need to talk to somebody? that we have a problem with, or is it a thing to process privately? What's your part? What's their part, etc.? Learning how to build safety with difficult feelings and just feeling more confident and skilled with navigating your emotional world so that it doesn't have to kind of like take over your life and get in the way. And the reason we do that is because the emotional world is very much linked to the nervous system and then therefore linked to our pain, our experiences of pain, and then therefore our experience of our menstrual cycle. So really important. Then skill six is all about having really nourishing relationships. So relationship harmony, something that I see in a lot of my clients is particularly people who struggle with pain or PMDD or suffer, is that they feel alone, they feel misunderstood. There's not many places to get help. There's not many places where people fully see them and understand their experience and where they feel safe to share, where they're not going to be dismissed or given unhelpful advice or be told it's something else. And so what can happen is isolation and loneliness and disconnection can really set in here. So that's one piece, is supporting my clients to feel connected within a community and also to resource themselves outside of my world and to start to build really strong, nourishing friendships. Or with some clients, I've worked, help them with their relationship with their mother or their niece or their friendships, and a lot of romantic relationships too. And if we are in a romantic relationship and we're married or we're living with our partner, that's a significant relationship. And it's very important that that relationship is nourishing and not stressful. And there's harmony within the dynamic. And it's something that supports both of you and is not depleting you. And that's something I love to help people with, is helping them with their relationships. And then the last one is all about self-care. So I see self-care very much as a skill. I've also written it here as soulful self-care, because I am all about nourishing your mind, body, and your spirit. And having soulful self-care can be having fun with your friends, having fun by yourself, you know, connecting to your spirituality, watching a show you really like on television and not giving yourself a hard time, practicing yoga if that's what you love, or practicing meditation, or lighting a candle and doing some journaling, or painting your nails, or planning a beautiful trip. And yeah, feeling like your self-care is soulful and is fun and connecting for you and the world around you. So that's what Menstrual Cycle Mastery is all about. And my role is to help you to learn these skills, integrate them and live them, and help you to remove any blocks or barriers that are getting in the way that you might not see. And I'm really excited to let you know that in the new year, so probably in 2026, after my wedding, I'd say, I am going to be launching a new program all about menstrual cycle mastery, where I'm inviting women who want to live this new way of life and to have this deep relationship with these really simple skills, but get the support, be in community, get the coaching, listen to others get coached, and be together in this beautiful container. And it's going to be diverse as well. And this is a really important part of my work. I don't just work with one issue, because that creates a kind of a sameness in the group dynamic. I work with diversity in my groups. So there'll be women there who experience PMDD. There'll be women in there who experience painful periods or endometriosis, or people with menstrual cycles who are navigating just their relationship with their cycle, or mothers who have just had a child and they want to reconnect with their cycle and this way of being, or women who are struggling with perimenopause. The same skills apply for perimenopause and the challenges there. It's very much mind-body relationship work. And when we do this work, when we do this deep but gentle and kind work, we see results. And it doesn't have to be more stuff on our to-do list. Rather, this is about learning how to connect, learning how to heal our inner critic, heal old wounds, heal trauma in a very gentle way, and support each other in the same environment. So I'm so excited about this program. I'm currently doing some research interviews to speak to some people about their cycle experience, and the research I'm doing is going to contribute to the creation of this program. If you'd like to speak with me for half an hour or 45 minutes or even an hour and offer your experience in an interview, you can click the link below and set up a research call. I'll only make that option available for a few months in the build up to the program. And then you can join also the waiting list for the Menstrual Cycle Mastery course and membership. And you'll be first to hear when it is out. And I'm really excited to have you there. And if you are interested also in working with me as a professional, so the Menstrual Cycle Mastery course and membership is for, it's not for professionals. It's not to learn how to coach. That's very much about your personal journey. The Menstrual Coach Academy is where you come and you can take the professional training with me and learn how to integrate this work into your own life and become your very own unique menstrual cycle coach. Or maybe you're a therapist or another practitioner and you want to bring this work to women. You can do that there in that training. The Menstrual Cycle Mastery Collective and course is very much about you integrating this work for yourself and really living this work and getting the healing for yourself. So you can look at all the links down below and click which one is relevant for you. But that's it from me, and I hope you have a lovely rest of your week, and I will talk to you very soon. Thanks for joining me on the Menstrual Cycle Mastery podcast. If you'd like to begin this work with me, I run the Menstrual Mastery Collective, a monthly membership where you can dive deep into this work live alongside me and a supportive community. I'm also the founder of the Menstrual Coach Academy, a professional training space for trauma-informed coaching and facilitation. Head on over to the links in the bio to sign up for courses, programs, and grab any resources available. I'm so glad you're here.